What is up, Podheads? Back with an extras episode, a bloopers episode. You turned over your enhanced CD and you got that kind of artist featured director's cut shit on the backside here, right? That's what we got tonight. I am joined by Anthony and Nate. My name is Tony, Podios Lit Podcast, first of the year, 2024. Let's do it, boys.
What do they call it? Criterion Edition on the special DVD? Yeah, there you go. Nate, you're here.
Yeah, I'm here to geek out on bloopers. It's fun. It's family fun. You know, when we were growing up, like, bloopers were like G-rated for the most part. And it's like, everyone can sit around the TV and watch these ridiculous mistakes and really kind of humanizes the experience for showbiz. Like, oh, okay, everyone's natural. Everyone fucks up, including us, because we're not professional.
We're self-taught, baby. No, you're right. We this is from the year 2023. All these bloopers and extras are from this past year of the Podio Slate podcast. And, you know, some of them are, we have guests involved. Some of them are us just screwing around before we record it. Some of them are us fucking up while we're trying to come back in natural. And it's a good time. We think you'll enjoy this.
And so, a little behind the scenes, Tony compiled these throughout the year. And I think you hinted that you were doing this maybe halfway through, but I hadn't heard it until you showed me, I don't know, one night, like a couple months ago. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, this is supposed to be fun, right? So I was like, let's have a little fun with our fuck-ups. Occasionally, we'll toss them at the end of an episode as kind of a secret song, but sometimes they're good enough to hang on to till today, and now you're going to get them.
Yeah, this is our New Year's present, because this is coming out on New Year's Day.
Yeah, this is the Christmas returns.
And we're leaving these in the past. We're not doing any more bloopers because we're going to be so professional that these are the thing of the past.
Yeah, We'll never fuck up again. You're right. I think I've already started 2024s, but yeah.
So I think we're going to get right into it. I think there's about 20 of them or so. So we'll have some fun. We're going to do some voiceover before. That's a good segue. We're going to do some voiceover on these before we play them. There'll be probably some transition music. It'll be pretty clean. But this first one, I don't remember even what episode it was. I think we were talking about the behind the music voice actor guy that Nate has a hard on for. I don't know. I can't remember.
He's great.
He's great. But we were just being Radio Johnny. Enjoy it.
PodioSlave.com.
The voiceover king, the fucking Mr. Showski.
I am not that guy.
Hey, my holy grail is behind the music guy, so nothing wrong with that.
Might
professional
never know
thing.
Never know.
Yeah, that one still has to go out.
You got to reach out to him first.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, exactly. You send that out.
Well, his agent or whoever.
And then things took a turn. All right.
He does such a great job, though. He's so captivating.
Oh no, it's awesome. I'm in. It'd be fun.
I love that show. Anyways, we talk about it all the time. I feel like I've mentioned it. Like clockwork.
Of the 152 episodes we've done, Nate, yeah, you've probably brought up Behind the Music 100 times.
Yeah, I think so.
This is our Behind the Music with our curated questions in real time.
Yep.
Yeah. Drink. We do this all the time. Yeah. Ooh, drink.
Are you? Oh, dude, this is perfect B-reel right here. And then we'll jump in.
Oh, fuck.
We're recording.
Yeah, that was why I hit record, is to get just to get you in your natural habitat without knowing. You consented.
Is this nerdery and
you trapping? Knew you consented. Don't nerd. Lie. Don't stage that shit.
Nerd-trapment.
You've been nerd-trapped. All right, the next one. We often, for a while, took turns introing the episode, and about halfway through last year, we stopped doing that because we would get stuck every now and then screwing these up or not having enough energy, and here's a time where Nate was a little quiet for my taking, my liking, and yeah, NPR Nate was born, but not enough energy, man.
But I love the tone in the director chair, like, give me a little more of this, that, and I was like, oh, wow, we're stepping it up. Tone's really, you know, finding his flavor here, so I like it. I like the that role that you had acquired in the making.
The Ross Robinson of podcast producers, Tony.
Check it out. Right. Do your thing, bruh.
What's going on, nerds? Thanks for checking into the Potty Slate podcast.
No, I'm sorry. Start over. Too fucking, like, thanks for checking into the... Yeah. And this is John Tesh. Well, I don't need that shit. Sorry. Try again.
Go polar opposite and go super
No, just extrovert. Have a little bit of energy.
The last one Are you ready?
Yeah, that's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Chocolate Starfish. No, I think you stick with just some energy. It doesn't need to be out of the realm.
This or that. You could have this or you could have that.
Yeah. Do you think?
Nerds, you're here. You're with us. Podiously. Podcast. Music for pod.
No.
I kind of liked where that was going.
But I did too, but he lost it. So.
I know, I lost it.
It was on the hook and you didn't even reel it in, dude. You just.
So this is kind of an ironic one. Tone saying, I'll get rid of that quote, but it's not safe for this episode. And it's kind of funny because he says that a lot throughout these episodes. Like, I'm going to get rid of that, or talking to the guests, should I get rid of that? And they're always like, no, keep it. So Tone does a majority of the editing, and Tuan does a lot of the editing. I'm not an editing savvy person myself, but so I don't have say in I'll keep that or get rid of that. But again, Tone jumping into his director chair, I'll get rid of that, but not necessarily. So let's check it out.
Yeah, I hung on to this one. I hung on to a lot of them.
You guys know this track. Were you playing it a second ago?
Yeah, you can get rid of that.
I'll get rid of that.
This next one is actually a really funny one. So Nate, I don't know if you still do, Nate, but you used to travel a lot for work. And one night, I think we had a double header scheduled, you know, super ambitious. And to make things more complicated, Nate had a coworker, I think, in his room randomly.
Yep.
In the background while we were recording. And like, I don't know, did you even tell him that we were going to be like 3 hours? Because like, I have so many questions looking back at this. Like, did he know what was even going on?
So, you know, full disclaimer to anyone that listens. Yeah, I was traveling a lot for work. I still do, although I've kind of cut down on it when I can. And yeah, I landed, said, hey, like I can hang for a little bit, but I have this commitment with my podcast I'm going to be doing. He said, no, it's cool. But for, you know, before you do that, why don't we grab some beers? It's Austin. This is Austin, Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. So he's buying growlers, not pints. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? But I was down. And okay, you know, an hour goes by. I'm like, all right, I got to prep and then, you know, jump on the podcast. He's like, oh, you mind if I hang out? And I was like, I guess.
Yeah.
One rule, yes. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. One rule. And it, yeah, did not apply.
Well, I remember you being a little buzzy that night. Yeah. So the story checks out. So yeah, let's get into it. Actually, this was the night we did Clutch, if I remember.
It is. That's correct. Clutch and Holiday Kirk.
Oh, wow. That was a night of randomness then.
So much
night randomness. The Clutch thing actually makes sense why I was a little buzzy. How can you not be a little buzzy talking about Clutch? Right?
Truth.
So truth. Anyways, just trying to make excuses.
So here it is. Nate with Rando in the background. And I don't think Tony and I were too happy, but you can be the judge. Check it out.
Everyone. There he is.
Yes.
What's up? All right. So these are my guys right here.
What's up, man?
How's it going?
I didn't know we needed a third growler.
You got a full one?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. All right. So rule number one, you got to be, we were quiet.
Yeah.
Somehow. Got two episodes. And that's the only rule. Other than that, this is your town. All right. So anyone that's been checking out the podcast for quite some time knows that I elaborate at length for whatever reason. Sometimes it's, or a lot of the times it's unnecessary. So
yeah, sometimes.
You watch, yeah. Sometimes it's like the bullet point is short answers and I'll just be like, yeah, but, and then it turns into a long answer. So in proper form, this is me doing that thing. Check it out. Fucking blue collar all day.
Pause. This is what I didn't want to have.
Yeah, this is what we're trying not to do, Nate.
Oh shit! All right.
Just short answer.
Sure.
Just...
He said short answer for you.
I just started going in the zone, like
yeah,
where,
no, yeah, yeah, we definitely. And this I'll use this elsewhere. Don't worry. But yeah,
you're a little hot, Tone. I know it's because you're berating
Nate. I know it's
because
I'm in it. Yeah, sure. I was trying to like shut the fuck up. This next one, it was funny in the moment, and then funnier when we got to listen back to it the other day. We were with, again, that aforementioned Clutch episode. Tuan kept saying worm juice, and I wanted to correct you, but I just didn't. I let it ride. pretty much to save it for this episode. And yeah, here we are. And we had a good time with this one. Had a good time recording that night. The Blast Tyrant episode surrounding Clutch and Nate's roommate that night. Here it is.
Worm juice.
Worm juice. They played that, bro.
Well, it's funny. The first time you corrected me, I thought you were just saying like worm juice is a drink. You were like drink, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's a drink. I know, and I didn't connect it.
Oh, we get going. We get excited. It happens. Worm juice. We've all done it.
Worm juice.
All right, so this next one, little behind the scenes here. Before we start recording with all our guests, we have basically a list of questions that we ask them. Just, you know, how much time you got. But with the last question we ask them is, do you have any questions for us? Make sure that, you know, they understand everything about it. And this was with, was this from Brian from Currents?
Yep.
Yeah, we asked him if he had any questions for us. And we just started joking about, you know, what questions would he possibly have for us? And, you know, are we going to get into his childhood and his, you know, him growing up and,
right.
And just start joking around about it. And it's always funny. Like, this is a prime example of the wide range of answers you'll get when you ask that question. Cause some are like, I think Blothar from Guar was like, why the fuck would I have any questions for you? And then others are like, no, or some do, you know, but yeah, let's get into this one.
The question that no one has an answer for. Do you have any questions for us?
I don't know. I feel like I'm good to rock. Are we doing like, is it going to be like stuff like pre, like before? Are we going like kind of like past history sort of thing?
We got a couple things to set the scene, but it won't be, I mean, we're going to talk about the new record. That's where the bulk of our stuff is, the new record and the tour you guys have coming up.
Sick. Awesome.
If right. That works for you.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Is there anything in the past you're like, I hope these fuckers don't ask?
No, it's like, I feel like a lot of people, it'll be like, yeah, tell us about your childhood.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I grew up here. That's
yeah.
Yeah, we might ask you just like, what were you digging growing up? What got you into the scene? And then boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that kind of stuff. Just to set the scene a little bit, but not, we're not going to say, tell us about third grade. Like we need to know about that.
The scene was fucking killer.
The scene was just crazy.
How many shows did you go to in 2014? Tell us right now.
What was the really first cool song you learned on the recorder?
Yeah, it'd be cool if I was like one of those like 12-year-olds that like went to, that like goes to shows and shit.
Yeah, so yeah,
like,
right.
I was pretty sick. Just like, nah, I went when I was like older.
Yeah, same. Cool.
Well, half those stories are bullshit anyway, so.
Dad, I don't want to go.
Right.
Going.
You're coming to this hardcore show. Deal with it.
So, speaking of energy levels that we discussed earlier in this episode, sometimes, okay, full disclosure, there's a lot going on behind the scenes when we record these. We all have full-time jobs. Some of us have kids. Like we mentioned earlier, I travel. We all travel a lot. So, things get jumbled. It just happens. Bloopers. That's what we're talking about today. So, this was an episode with the Plain White Tease, but in the moment I said something way different and a few other flubs too, so the power of editing, as Tone just said earlier off air, helps us seem a little more professional in the final product. So check it out.
This one might be the crown jewel.
If you're a surface level Plain White Trees Plain White Tease fan, you know, hey Delilah, if you're, you know, a big fan,
hold on.
Fuck. Not Hey Delilah, not Plain White Trees. Start over.
If you're a surface level Plain White Tees fan, you know, you may know them from a song like Hey, oh, fuck, dude, I can't do it. I'm just going to leave that part out.
So as we've mentioned, I do a lot of the initial edit of our podcast. So oftentimes, if there's three of us or we have a guest as well, we try to mute when we're not talking because it makes my life a lot easier on the back end. Well, sometimes we hit the mute button a little early. And yeah, that happened right here. Check it out.
Yeah, okay. How about, I can wrap us. Stop muting before you're done talking, by the way. You've done that like 4 times. That's not going to be easy for me to edit. There's nothing I can do about you muting. I can turn it up all day. It's going to be fucking nothing. Exactly. Yes. That doesn't help anybody.
Hey, go
All right, this next one is about, you know, sometimes you got to borrow things from your, you know, those day jobs, you know, maybe some random things. And I won't spoil it. Here it is.
I'll just, next time we're live, I'll just grab that share mic that I stole from the school one more time. We'll have an extra mic. I can borrow it. I have a key to that shit. I just tell Josh I'm taking it. He won't care because I'll bring it back.
It's like borrowing an Erlenmeyer flask if you're...
Yeah. Yes. It's like borrowing an Erlenmeyer Bunsen burner. Yeah. Yeah.
So this one makes me feel a little bit better about things because I'm not the only one that gets in my own head or yet. And this is Tuan getting in his own head before introing. And we all do it just because, you know, we're just learning. We're learning as we're going. We're learning in real time. So check it out.
All right, I'll try to come in naturally here, like we didn't just talk
about. Good luck. Good luck.
Yo, you're going to edit this shit, so.
I might save it for a future episode, though. You never fucking know. If you followed us on the social media platforms, you see that we have our first names only there, and that's by design. But often, Zoom has my last name before we start. And Anthony kindly reminded me to change it. And this is when we had Scott Leon back in the fall. But nobody gives a shit who we are, so that's the reason we take our names out. Everybody, Scott Lee, bless his soul, said he cared who we were, so that was cool. Check it. Cool. Twan, you want to jump in?
You want to update your name, Tone?
I should, you're right. Yep. Shit. Every time. I always forget. I should probably just set that so that it's not my last name, too. Don't tell anybody my name, Scott.
I'm like, what? Wait, my last name there? Okay, cool.
There you go.
People know you. Nobody knows who the fuck I am.
Yeah, no one cares who we are.
Yeah. I care.
Thank you.
So this next one shows that we're all human. We are all human being. Human beings. I can't save this for bloopers round two. But yeah, Tony struggling with his words. Check this one out.
I'm going to come in natural too.
There you go.
All right, so yeah, I'll try that again.
Natural.
The power of editing.
Today, Junior.
That bad boy is going to make our extras episode right there. All right.
So this one I identify with greatly because I'm in a room with two others of the same name. And when there's a third, be it the guest, it gets very complicated. Check it out.
I'm Tony.
Hey, Tony. Marshall. How you doing? Good to meet you.
Good to meet you as well.
I'm Anthony, and we actually weren't sure if it would be you and Anthony, and if that was the case, we have three Anthonys.
Yeah. Tony.
Too many Tonys.
Too much Tony.
Which is a joke for Anthony and I for years now. We've had the too many Tonys joke for a long time, but...
God, that's awesome.
This next one, a friend of the podcast, Rob, tells us a story from about 20 years ago where a band member took "Don't Shit on the Bus" quite literally.
I'll never forget when I think it was the Day Off Fest. What was the other one? The Pledge of Allegiance and the Day Off Fest. I always get them confused. I think it was the Day Off Fest, the first one. I was backstage and I was going to interview Kobe at some point. He came through before his interview
time.
Off
Fest. Yeah.
He came through before his interview time with a Ziploc bag of shit in his hand, and he was showing me, and he's like, "They told me I couldn't shit on the bus because there's something wrong with the toilet. So here you go, hey, look, guys." And it was a bag of shit.
Wow.
And then I brought it up and that might be the interview that you're talking about, because I brought it up in another interview. He goes, "Oh yeah, about that. I found out after the fact there was nothing wrong with the toilet, and I didn't even need to do that."
Yeah, the one I was there was nuts. The second interview I was with you, who was in 06, they were supposed to open for Guns N' Roses, and the show got canceled like an hour before it was supposed to start. That's crazy.
Because if they couldn't have beer on stage.
Something dumb like
that. That was so the Grant Street era, I feel like.
No, it was after.
Oh, it was after, okay.
Yeah, it was 06.
All right, this next one's a funny one. Typically, when there's background noise when we record with a guest, it's typically on our end. Like, I've had lawnmowers going. Tone, you've had lawnmowers. Well, this one was a guest that it's Todd from With Honor, who had interesting scenario with his neighbor going on. So check it out.
I digress. If there's any background music, I think my neighbor's having like a crazy 60th birthday party.
Oh, nice. Well, we may have you walk over there and we'll just get some crowd reaction to that.
We need some B-roll footage. Let's go.
Like a clam fritter food truck.
Ooh, and, nice.
Hey, what's the address?
Yeah, we're on our way. So we had the boys from Toronto on a couple times last year, and Sean came on with us to do a Finch record, right? We did What It Is to Burn with Sean. And we again ran into, let's change our names on Zoom so that it's not out there, but his had Sean Trollvox on it. So hilarity again ensued after that.
Do you want your last name in there?
I don't care.
I don't.
Time.
This one, I don't. Boom. Now I'm just Tony. Actually.
Well, mine says Sean M. Trollvox. So
there you go.
That's perfect. Yeah.
They are. If they're gonna know Troll, they already know my last name. They know my fucking middle name. Facebook fucked up. Okay.
Your middle name is M. Your last name is Trollvox.
Yeah. Exactly.
M Shadows.
Hyphenated.
M Shadows Trollvox.
So for any other podcasters, we don't even consider ourselves podcasters, but we do have a formula behind the scenes, and one of them is an icebreaker. So check out this icebreaker with Tyler from Youth Mountain.
Oh, you know what's one we never? Yeah, okay, we're good. I'm ready. You ready?
No, yep. What? I want to know. What were you going to say? I got to know.
Well, let's Tyler in on the secret sauce here, which I'm not sure I want to do. No, we usually have an icebreaker, and I neglected to put an icebreaker in it, which really might be our icebreaker here. Sorry, Tyler.
Oh, we never did one.
Yeah, we almost always try to come up with something fun or witty or stupid, and it just didn't happen this time. And I'm like, I'm kind of pissed at myself. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, we can break the ice by showcasing the Nine Inch Nails poster. Right
oh
here.
Hell yeah, dude! Oh, I love it.
Nice. Yes. You're one of us.
We did a whole episode on With Teeth not that long ago. Huge Nails fans. Been going to shows for 20 years, man. That's awesome. I love that.
It's my part. I'm with my partner right now, and they're rocking the Nine Inch Nails poster right here.
Nice.
So
I love it.
Gotta represent. Yeah.
I love it.
This next one's a good one, and a lot of behind the scenes with this episode. If we record with a West Coast guest, we could be recording, you know, 11 p.m. Eastern. You know, it could be late nights for us. And when you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, that's a long ass day, and you start fumbling over your words. So this is another one from the Tyler Youth Fountain episode where I probably didn't even know where I was. And here we go.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry, that was terrible.
No, I thought it was.
I don't think it was that bad. I don't think it was that bad.
That was good.
All right, let me just jump in.
Absolutely. Right.
Is there anything else you want to make sure we hit on about the new? So Tyler, disclaimer: it's 10:30, and my kids have had me up since 5 a.m. So.
You're good, all right. Last time.
All right.
When we had Popeye from Calling Hours on earlier this fall, we hit it off pretty quickly with him, and he may have knocked on Tuan's door by now. Check it.
Maine is one of the few states that I've never set foot in. So
really, they're gonna change that.
Well, now if you don't mind me being a little presumptuous, now I have a couple of friends who live there. So there
you
go.
Yes, you do.
So you'll get a knock on your door and be like, oh, when I said come by anytime, I didn't really.
No, come by anytime, and we'll crack the mics open. We'll have a good time with it.
I mean, it's. This has been recorded, and you know it's there's a record of you saying that. So
there is.
So when you show up at midnight tomorrow,
yeah, that might be a little hard.
I'll tell my wife not to be weirded out.
Just be careful what you wish for, man.
Will you come trick or treating? Because when we record this right now, it's a couple days before. In 2 days. Yeah.
If I can find a cheap flight, then yeah, for sure. I'll bring some candy corns. It'll be a hoot.
All right. We're going to close out this episode with a 2-for-1 special. These are both from the Max from Spite House episode. The first is given us some details of his Halloween costume. And the second, I fumbled over my words. That's a common thing. And actually, there's bloopers from this bloopers episode that, who knows, might see the light of day.
I was just saying that I had like the lamest costume this year. I was dressed as Cyclops from X-Men.
Yep.
And I just had the sunglasses because I basically dressed like him a little bit. Not like the, I don't know, I just had like a brown jacket.
Yeah.
And I played a show with my other band called Cetus yesterday in like a punk house, and everyone was dressed up and no one liked my costume. Yeah.
Could you see what you were doing with the glasses on inside?
No, it lasted like one song and I was like, fuck that. Like, I can't do that.
That's awesome.
That's so good.
Oh, man.
Not to jump ahead to Spite House, but is Spite House your favorite? Jesus.
It's my favorite band. Of all time.
Tony, cut that for the...
I'm saving that. It's great. Yeah.
Max, we have a bloopers episode that's going to come out on like Christmas that Tony's been compiling all our bloopers. That'll probably make the cut. So
nice.
So let me start.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed our mishaps and bloopers and laughing at ourselves and director Tony and all that fun stuff here the last, 20 minutes or so. We had a lot of fun recording over the year, and hopefully this kind of gave you an idea as to how much fun it is behind the scenes too.
And Nate, welcome back.
Thanks. Yeah, bloopers and all, right? So
is this going to be a thing, or?
Oh yeah.
I'm down.
Are we recording again tonight?
Let's record. Yes. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it twice.
Let's do it all over again.
Let's do it. Like a hotel room in Austin. Let's do it all over again. Two in a row.
Thanks for checking out Audio Slave and listening to us over the course of 2023. It's now 2024. We've got big things coming. Next week's episode's a really fun one with a couple of former guests in person. And then the week after is episode 200, which is also a pretty big one for us. So yeah. Stay tuned. Fun stuff coming from you boys.
Little hint on 200. Pod all the time. See ya.
Ooh. Nerd's gonna nerd. Cheers.
Peace, podheads. Thank you for listening to Podioslave. We are at Podioslave on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all of the places that you can find us on social media. Facebook, Podioslave Podcast. YouTube, Podioslave Podcast there. Email us at podioslavepodcast@gmail.com. And hey, if you want to become a supporter, click on the link at the bottom of the episode and give us a dollar, give us $5. It keeps the lights on, keeps us going. We really appreciate that stuff. Thank you.
Want me to intro?
Yep, I'm ready.
What are we calling it? Bloopers? Extras?
The special features tab.
Yes, the special. The director's nerdery commentary.
Oh, this is enhanced CD?
Yeah. You flipped over your enhanced CD.
Deluxe DVD.
Perfect. I like that.